And one thing I wanted to show you here, because I think it will have a decent effect, is way back at 12:30, if you're looking at, if you're watching along with us here on video, first of all, is when we started this chat with lovable.dev, and we're recording this literally at 10 p.m. right now. What I wanted to show you here is, as I scroll down and down and down, there was just a huge amount of back and forth and iteration and testing. And we'll go to our podcast page and let's click on the Spotify button. And there you have it. We go right to our Spotify page. So it one-shotted that div, that entire editing for all those buttons and all those links. And again, that is a small example, I'm telling you. Okay, Navigators, we are back tonight recording one of, I think, the Mount Rushmore episodes of the AI Marketing Navigator. By that, I mean it would end up on our Mount Rushmore of big, iconic episodes. Honestly, I don't know why or how it took us this long to talk about this tool, or this long for me to actually dive in and take advantage of this tool tonight. We are going to talk about Lovable.dev, the AI design and development platform that, quite honestly, was the most remarkable AI experience that I have had since I dove headfirst into the space a little over a year ago. I spent literally all afternoon with my head buried in my keyboard working back and forth with Lovable.dev, and I completely rebuilt my Digital Pop website into the AI consulting focused website that I've literally been imagining for well over a year now. And I've turned it into the quality of site that I've been imagining for multiple years. Of course, you can check out the brand new site. I linked to the digitalpop.com, and we're going to take a peek at it here because I just can't help but show it off a little bit. And I just wanted to show you the insane amount of back and forth and iteration that went into this project with Lovable.dev. And guys, I kid you not when I say that literally everything worked virtually on the first try. Every single prompt, any error that was encountered was resolved immediately. And the user experience, honestly, it was one of the more incredible overall technology user experiences that I've had. And I guess I am going off of pretty little sleep these last few days, so excuse me if I'm waxing a little bit poetic, but honestly, the barrier between what I was imagining in my brain and what was manifesting immediately on the screen was virtually non-existent and felt non-existent because of this AI. And that is AI at its finest, in my opinion. I talk so much about the aha moments that people can have with AI. Well, I had a massive one again tonight building out the new Digital Pop website. So what we're gonna do tonight is just do a quick little intro on Lovable.dev in case any of you navigators out there like me were semi-aware of it but didn't have either the time or the full awareness to dive in and check it out and really put the thought into it that it deserves and just build something, which is something that I continually have to tell myself to do. Just go build something. You can just do things. You can just build things. And we should all listen to that advice. So let's go through our quick rundown of the tool Lovable.dev, what it is, what it's capable of, some of its features, and then we will hop in and we'll take a quick little look at the user interface. Again, I'll give you a slight tour of the super fun project that I built out through the course of this afternoon, starting literally about almost 9 hours ago now, and ending maybe about an hour ago or something like that. And then we will try and, dare I say, vibe code or vibe market a couple little elements on one of the pages that I built as well, just to try and give you guys a little bit of an idea of what the tool is capable of and just what that user experience is like. Okay, so Lovable.dev is a Swedish-founded company that was founded in 2023 by Anton Osika and Fabian Heiden, and it has a pretty rapid and crazy growth from the beginnings as an open source GitHub project, honestly, into the what I think is the most remarkable AI tool and AI software builder that I've come across so far. At its core, it's this chat-based natural language web and app generator. As you'll see here in a second when I show you the beginnings of my prompt that led to the website that I have now, you simply ask for what you want, and over the course of iteration and iteration and edit and adjustment, after adjustment, Lovable.dev 100% delivers. There are some really cool features that I didn't even really need to touch or have any cause to get into, like the real-time collaboration. So if you are on a development team or a marketing team and you want to bring what you see in our episode tonight to your teammates, you can all check it out together. It also offers a Supabase integration, which is an AI database provider or platform, as I understand it. And I've heard a lot about it, and I've actually heard a lot about it, and it is absolutely on my list of episode topics that we will likely have to turn to and cover someday. And then we also have some really cool integrations, one with GitHub, which is obviously a huge one for developers, but another one with Figma, which is a maybe even a huger one for designers. And I felt like I had a remarkable amount of control over the look and feel and design of my site, but that's only after the foundation was created by lovable.dev. So for a real designer, which I make no claims to be able to start from scratch with a Figma foundation, basically as a blueprint, and then just port that into lovable.dev and be able to build in real time with the AI on top of that would be pretty powerful, I think. And again, I just can't tell you guys how easy it all was from a user experience standpoint, especially just hosting it. At the end of all the building, it was really just a matter of a few clicks, a little bit of DNS coordination, and my site was up and running with very little issues, and it was just super simple. Mostly with the visual editing that you can do, where literally at the click of a button, you can select elements on the screen, and it's so intuitive, and honestly, it's delightful. The whole entire 8-hour process of building this website was nothing but fun. Now, as far as use cases, we have covered the AI coding and development use cases multiple times over on this show. But as we've said before, this could be someone's first episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. So we are huge proponents here of using these tools like Cursor or Replit in conjunction with Claude. But now I don't see any other reason to use anything but lovable.dev for this use case, where you can not only do some quick prototyping if you're an engineer or a software engineer, but the bigger use case, I think, for us marketers is just the building of the tools. And that's exactly what I did with my website tonight. We just whipped up a quick little quiz or assessment using lovable.dev right into our website, right into the existing project. And we incorporated that into our site. And again, entirely built and branded by lovable.dev, and it fit beautifully right into the user experience. So lead generating tools are the perfect use case for any of you navigators out there looking to use these generation tools. Enough of me going on. I'm going to actually just go ahead and link to the pricing page in the show notes. Suffice it to say, there is a free plan, but I can almost guarantee you once you get into using the tool and you see how capable and how powerful it is, you won't be able to resist bumping up to the paid plan. And it does really give you a ton of credits in that first tier. I was able to build an incredible amount of pages, an incredible amount of functionality into the website, as we will talk about here in a second, or at least go over a little bit. With that, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so we can take a look. And here we are looking at the lovable.dev interface. And as you can see here, it says idea to app in seconds. Lovable is your superhuman full stack engineer. And I can absolutely attest to that. It is for sure superhuman, guys. It was crazy. So this will probably look pretty familiar to you, any navigators out there who have been in these tools before, these chat tools, these natural language AI tools. We have our text input box where we ask it to build what we want. You can import your Figma designs right here, as you can see, and you can also attach different file types as well. And then right below our text box, we have some suggestions for some prompts or some templates that you can have the tool to build, which is pretty typical with these tools to have some suggestions to get people started. And then below that, we have some categories for the for our projects or for my projects here. We have the Digital Pop redesign, and you have one for latest and featured as well. So let's go ahead and hop into the Digital Pop redesign. And if you didn't check out the new website when I hyped it up at the beginning of the show, welcome to your first look at the new Digital Pop website, literally built in an afternoon with lovable.dev. And one thing I wanted to show you here, because I think it will have a decent effect, is way back at 12:30, if you're looking at if you're watching along with us here on video, first of all, is when we started this chat with lovable.dev, and we're recording this literally at 10 p.m. right now. And it all started with a little prompt where I said, I need a landing page for my agency called Digital Pop that offers virtual marketing department implementation and automation for small businesses using AI agents. And boom, that's all it started with. And as you can see, what I wanted to show you here is as I scroll down and down and down, there was just a huge amount of back and forth and iteration and testing and some debugging, although much less than I thought there would be. Literally only a handful of bugs we encountered all day, all along the afternoon. And like I said, everyone was dealt with immediately with zero problem. And I'm not exaggerating at all. But I'll just scroll down the homepage, the landing page here. And it's nothing super earth-shattering or mind-blowing or anything, but it's super clean. It's really effective. And most importantly, it's exactly what I was imagining for as this rebrand, this redesign, and frankly, this shift into this virtual marketing department implementation offering that I'm looking to start getting into. And you guys hit me up in the comments if you want to talk about the stuff like that, about automation and virtual marketing departments and all of that stuff. It's absolutely what I'm obsessed with at Digital Pop right now. And it is 100% the future of Digital Pop, hence this big redesign of the website here. But we have this fully functional, very beautiful, and I think very well put together landing page and homepage for our website. We can incorporate our podcast, of course. We even have a page for all of our episodes that are being pulled in. This was all done by lovable.dev very quickly, very easily. Like I said, it literally created hundreds of pages in the instances of these episodes. It actually saved my you-know-what, because I had so many social media posts that were using old URLs that were creating in Bitly, actually, the URL shortener. And I was going over and over in my head how exactly I was going to do these multiple redirects in Bitly. It would have cost the premium tier of their service to be able to do all of those redirects. But at the end of the day, I was able to just whip up a bunch of individual landing pages very quickly with lovable.dev, literally within minutes, 300 plus landing pages, one for each episode, based off a very professional template and one that matched the theme of the site perfectly. It was really incredible and just one of the many moments today where my mind was absolutely blown by this tool. But in a second here, I think we'll come back to this page and just do a little bit of a demo of the visual editing that you can do right here within lovable.dev. I think we'll throw in like a little picture of our mascot here, which is what I was intending to do, and we can show you guys what that looks like, and it's a good example. And then we have to update these platforms down here, these streaming platforms. We're just going to turn them into, I think, Spotify and Apple Podcasts and maybe YouTube and then Amazon Music or something like that. We'll just add the icons and then we'll link to those as well. And I'll show you exactly how easy it is to select those and prompt the tool to do that. It's a matter of clicking and typing in natural language. And that's really just scratching the surface on this tool, but at least it gives you an idea of just how easy it is to continue to iterate and design on your generation. But the one other thing I wanted to show you before we actually do that little bit of building is the lead generating tool or assessment, the AI opportunity assessment that it built out for me as part of my website here. And literally, it's just a quick survey of questions for leads or prospects designed to gauge where they are at with AI proficiency, just general AI usage and comfort, how much they use it, if they use it at all, and then give them some really practical suggestions in the form of a report that they can download at the end of the assessment. If you guys want to check out the assessment yourself and submit it, just check out the link in the show notes. All of this was literally whipped up in minutes by Lovable, including everything necessary on the back end to generate the PDF report, to connect and integrate to Google Sheets, all of the stuff like that. Seriously, it was rocking my nerdy world all afternoon. And I just jumped ahead real quick so you can see this is the report that is generated after your assessment, gives you all of your little personalized recommendations. You can download it and then, of course, prompts you to hop on a call as well. Okay, and then finally, let's do a little bit of this editing that I've been talking at you guys about for the whole episode so you guys can see what I mean. Let's hop back over to the podcast page here. And right down here in our chat interface, you'll see an option to edit, the select to edit option here. And this is just one of the many things that make this tool so amazing. So if I were to select edit, we're now in our editor and our builder, and you can see you can literally highlight and select all of these elements across the page. This is actually the home page, so we're not going to get into this one. We want to go to the podcast page. And again, you can select literally anything. And I'm just noticing now that this has weekly episodes. And as you all likely know, we have daily episodes. So there's a couple different ways we can edit that. I believe I should be able to just type. Oh, no, some elements you can actually type into. Other ones you have to prompt the chat to edit. So down here, I'm just going to go ahead and highlight this span, this weekly episode span. And I'm going to say, please change this to daily episodes. And this is literally such a simple example. I just happened to notice it here. So we'll just run it through so I don't forget to do it in the future. But what I'll tee up next is this image right here, this div. And what I'm gonna do is I'm actually gonna attach an image that I created. I kind of rebranded our little mascot image here with a purple and an orange. I'm not sure if it's the one I'll end up using or not here, but I think it will match the landing page a little better. As we can see, we now have daily episodes here in real time updated by the agent. Honestly, it does not do the agent justice or lovable.dev justice as far as what it was capable of doing today. And I'm going to select this div and I'm just going to ask Lovable to fill the div with the attached image. And I'll prompt it to do that. And it is processing, and it might just replace the icon, the mic icon here. Nope, we got our whole little profile mascot. Lovable.dev comes through for me again today. Again, I'm not sure if I'm going to keep this color palette. It's a little washed out, but it looks pretty nice. It matches the theme a little bit. And we got our AI marketing navigator here that I've been rocking with since day one on the page. Now, last but not least, let's just do this last little bit of editing where we can literally edit multiple things in one prompt. As you'll see here in a second, let's go back to our edit where we can select items and you can select these individual buttons or you can select the entire div, which is what I'm going to do here. So I'm going to select this div with all of these buttons and I am going to prompt the model here. I'm going to say, please change each one of these buttons to the appropriate icon and to the corresponding link. And then I'm going to paste each of the links for the appropriate platform in here as well. So stand by while I get this prompt all set up and we can run it. And you'll see exactly what I mean when I say you can edit multiple things just as easily as we can throw an image into a div like we just saw. Okay, and we have our prompt. And literally all I said was please change each of these icons for these buttons to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Amazon Music. Then apply the appropriate links below to each of them. And I gave them the links to all of my platforms and all of my channels right in that order. Let's go ahead and prompt this. And it did its thinking and it has its response here. I'll update the podcast platform buttons with the appropriate icons and links. Just that easy. And we have an error here. So you guys get to see how it handles these errors as well. So you just click in here and it gives you the error code. And right up here, you can say, try to fix it. And again, I have not been met with an error that the dev or Lovable couldn't solve here. It gives it the step-by-step prompt to resolve the error, and it's going to go through and do its best to do just that here. And it's figured out that it's the Lucid React version of the Spotify icon that's causing the problem, so it's looking into alternative icons that we can use. And there you have it. We have our icons, we have our buttons, they're updated now. Let's go ahead and test them out in a little preview here and see if they are updated with the appropriate links. I think it just grabbed a music icon for Amazon Music. It might not have been able to pull that out of the library. It'll often come up with a backup. I did that once earlier as well with like the blue sky icon. I don't think it had the blue sky icon that I was throwing in the footer. But let's test this out. Let's go hop into the preview here and we'll go to our podcast page and let's click on the Spotify button. And there you have it. We go right to our Spotify page. So it one-shotted that div, that entire editing for all those buttons and all those links. And again, that is a small example. I'm telling you, imagine these little examples and edits, but apply it to an entire page, an entire 300 pages when it comes to the templates that it cranked out for all of my podcast episodes today. So if you have had entire sections or pages that you have been putting off adding to your website, or if you have been putting off like I had for so long, just designing the website that you actually wanted to build, hop into lovable.dev. It is far and away the number one AI tool that I have used so far, just from a user experience standpoint, but most of all, just an absolute impactful practicality and usefulness standpoint. I can't tell you how incredibly easy it was to accomplish this incredible amount of work tonight with lovable.dev. And I think I see many episodes where we at least mention the tool, if not demo what we're doing with it in the future as far as lovable.dev goes, for sure. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.